You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Right now I am joined with Chris from Tadpole to talk about the upcoming tour with Devilskin. How are you doing today, Chris?
I'm doing fantastic, Maddie. Thanks very much for inviting me along.
Of course. It's a pleasure to talk to you today. It's going to be a great time. We're going to have fun. It's going to be great. So you're supporting Devilskin in Dunedin on the 1st of June with your band Tadpole. You're back for... You left the music scene in 2006, disbanded, and you're back supporting Devilskin on the 1st of June in Dunedin. How psyched are you to be back? How are you feeling about that?
Maddie, I am super excited about this. It literally feels like it was a lifetime ago when Tadpole was first active.
Yeah.
You know, like around the early 2000s, which literally is a lifetime ago for most of us. Mm. Yeah, and as you said, the band disbanded in 2006, and all this time later... we've been given this opportunity to hit the road with Devilskin. So, yeah, we've managed to get most of the band back, reformed, and yeah. We're just really looking forward to giving people the opportunity to hear Tadpole's music live again. We were always a live band back in the day. That's what we thrive on, just the live shows, the energy of the crowd. And this tour is going to be no different, and we're really stoked to be a part of it and to get out there and to return to Dunedin.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Very exciting stuff. As you said, you're back with most of the band, and you've been joined by Emma Dilemma as your new vocalist. How has that been? Have you been rehearsing with her? Just, you know...
Yeah. So look, how this came about was most of the band were interested in doing this tour. Our original vocalist, Renee, wasn't, even though yeah. we still stay in touch about things. But she was completely okay with saying, hey, look, if you guys want to do the tour, I'd be open to you finding a guest vocalist. And so... we were looking for someone who could fill the spot. I mean, look, it's big shoes, without a doubt, to fill in. And yeah, Emma came up and she got Renee's blessing, and now we're here. So it really is. It's a collaboration where we've got most of the guys in the band from Tadpole. We've got Emma fronting it.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, we've been rehearsing, we've been practicing, we've been really looking forward to this tour. And for anyone that remembers the Tadpole shows back in the day, I guarantee you, we will give as much energy and enthusiasm as we did before on this upcoming tour.
That's very exciting. This tour also, this year, also marks 21 years of your album, Medusa. Congrats. Are you excited to bring that back on the stage and... show a whole new audience, I guess, what it's like, because, yeah.
Well, hey, look, that's actually a really, really good question.
Yeah.
I don't actually really know what kind of mix the audience is going to be. I don't know how much are going to be the old faithfuls that remember versus how much we're like, oh man, we knew about you, but we never actually got the chance to see you live back in the day, and now this is the first time. I'm just going to be highly appreciative of anyone who decides to come along to the tour and check us out, as well as the other two bands that are playing. Like, every single band is kick-ass in their own right. So, look, if it is the opportunity for people to hear Tadpole's music live and they never had that before, I'm stoked about that.
Yeah, you know? For sure. So. That's cool. Any new music we can look forward to hearing on the tour? Or new things in the works?
No, it is definitely, it's going to be all of the classics. It's going to be a real nostalgia trip for those that remember the music. So I can tell you one thing.
Yeah.
It is going to be the easiest way for some of the older folk to feel 20 years younger. Just by coming along to the show, hearing these songs again live, you'll be instantly transported back to that time.
That's a good thing. Anything else you can tell us about it? Any little insider knowledge about what you've got planned or what people can expect?
Oh, look, nothing really revolutionary, yeah. or, you know, that I can yeah. share at this point. All I can tell you is that it's been quite interesting for us as a band to prepare for this tour, because we've actually got band members scattered all over the country. Emma's Christchurch based, DJ Critical is New Plymouth based, Shannon is in Papamoa, Dino and myself are in Auckland. So logistically it's been quite an interesting challenge to prepare and get ready for this. But we had everyone all come together in Auckland over the weekend. We had a really thorough rehearsal. Things are sounding great, and we can't wait to hit the road and to play these songs again for everyone that's going to be there.
For sure.
What usually happens with tours is that there's these kind of tour themes that unfold as it happens. They don't get planned beforehand, like little inside jokes or inside themes amongst the band members themselves. But I can't tell you what they may be until the tour starts, which is, you know, less than 2 weeks away.
That's crazy. Something to look forward to, for sure. It's going to be...
Oh, totally. Yeah. Absolutely. We're all super excited about this.
Yeah.
A, play these old songs live again. B, touring with some incredible New Zealand artists. And just the experience of playing to crowds again. And just the energy. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be very exciting. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today. I'm very keen to, for you guys to tour, get back on the road. It sounds like something well overdue, for sure. But yeah.
Are you coming along to the show?
I might be. I wasn't initially, but now I might be convinced. I don't know.
Oh, come on. Oh. You know, if you want to experience a live rock show of just... The atmosphere is just going to be tremendous. Yeah. That's what I can absolutely guarantee you. It will be a tremendous experience. So if anyone's on the fence, I would highly encourage you to get off the fence, grab a ticket, come to the show, listen to some both classic and current Kiwi rock music. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great. Well, I think that's a great final note to leave it on. Thank you so much, Chris, for having a chat today. It's going to be a good time, good show. Maybe I will come along. Yeah. I think you might have convinced me, for sure.
All right, Maddie. I'll see you at the show, all right?
For sure.
Pinky swear?
For sure. Pinky swear. Pinky swear. All right. Well, yeah. That was Chris Young of Tadpole. You're listening to Radio 1, 91 FM, and right now I've got some Tadpole to play for you, so... is all right. Enjoy.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.